houses on hills, on beaches, in lakes.
New York.
Yeah.
And having a helicopter, having a plane, one that goes on water, speedboat.
A neighborhood.
A neighborhood.
Yeah. That helicopter would be pretty.
CSKO. Chief Skateboarding Officer.
Oh.
You'd be my CIO. CITO. Chief Information Technology.
Oh, I can do that, sure.
Yeah, use the Six Sigma to make the information flow, but not nicer.
Oh, yeah.
But don't get the Sigma syndrome.
Oh, man. You know, I saw the guy that made that speech.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jeff Blogger?
Like, Bogle?
Bogle.
Yeah, I was just sitting across from one of the current interns, and he was in the middle of a sentence. He looks up, he goes, "Yeah, that's Jeff Bogle out there, the guy who founded the company." And I was like, "What?
Wow."
Yeah, he's really old. But
are the older people, like, really smart?
What do you mean, the older people at the...
Would they know how to, like, do all the shit that
like
the company does? No, not investment, like, the technical stuff.
Well, this is a mutual fund company.
Yeah, so he probably knows how to invest stuff, but I doubt he really knows that much about technology.
Yeah, he probably
doesn't. I thought it was, like, IT.
No,
like, what I would be doing is IT,
yeah.
But the company itself is, like, mutual funds and...
Well, I mean, think about it this way. IT is, like, a lot of, like, databases, right?
Right.
Databases are just, like, ways to analyze information.
Right.
Information that, like, investors don't really use daily. They just use, like, say, mutual funds or investments. You're just like, okay, I see this and this. I should go for it because of intuition or, like, calculating present value. This is how to analyze all that information, how to make it flow and analyze risk and stuff. So people who are making investments don't know anything about what they're doing.
Right.
His stuff is all, like, backdrop.
What is analyzing risk?
So, say...
Is that, like, economics?
It can be economics.
Or is it business?
Statistics.
Statistics.
Yeah. No.
Everywhere.
But that's, like, you can have any major. I was an econ major, and I've been doing risk for 2 years. That's what I'm going into, risk management.
Yeah, well, I bet you have to take lots of stats classes.
Fuck that, man. All you need to know how to do is Excel, common sense. All my shit was common sense. I had my data team working on the data.
Okay.
Stuff.
Yeah.
That's why you thrive, man.
I was like, data team, go. Yeah, it was sad. They were 40 years old. I was 20, and I was telling them what to do.
See, if I had my way, that data team would be replaced by, like, an intelligent, artificial, like, you know, basically... A machine learning.
Oh, wait, and, like, the
an
thing
automated,
is,
like, IT team?
You have no
right.
idea, dude.
Yeah.
This guy, okay, so he ended up getting a promotion, and one of my friends from CMU is now doing that job. I was like, yo, you want a job in Japan? And I got it from, right? This job, you pump out 2 reports a week. The same reports, same data pools. You just have to pull it into an Excel sheet and make it, and it takes, like, 2 days of, like, pulling data and putting it. Because they don't have a fucking automated thing for this.
That's retarded.
Yep. I mean, like, he also does, like, he highlights all the, like, the weird, like, anything that's, like, aberration or, like, too high variance. He, like, points it out. But that can all be done with the fucking computer,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, seriously. I've written programs that are dumber than that.
And that's just...
I mean, smarter
and they
than
get
that.
Paid, like, $50,000 a year to pump out fucking bullshit. And I would take that, and then I would analyze it.
So what really is, like, IT, then?
Oh, that's not IT, that's risk management.
Oh.
IT is, like, setting up the databases.
Yeah, it depends. I mean, one of the things I could be doing is writing applications for, like, internal use. So, like, trying to make the business more efficient by, like, writing a better application that they use.
Or he could be doing website.
Yeah, never
I mean,
really
like, the company website, you have to have a huge, intricate data flow, so, you know, like, there's no, like idle time for the customer.
That's what I'm studying to do for. I don't know
that's
if I want to do that
shit,
anymore. Yeah.
But that depends on the company that you're working for, though. You know,
no, but I thought, like, I wanted to do that.
But, like, think of it this way. If you're doing this as, like, if you're doing, like, freelance stuff, or, like, if you're doing a website design company, you'd be designing different types of websites all the time, right?
Right.
Don't go for the corporate websites. Corporate websites are usually done internal. Go for the ones that are like thriving artists, skateboarders, that kind of interesting stuff. That could be fun. That means you have to go out and collect the fucking pictures.
Yeah, but I bet you don't gotta, you don't make shit for money. I bet.
Probably not. I mean, like, with selling websites, it's not that bad, though. You have to be able to pump it out.
Thinking.
It depends, man. If you can write a really good website, you go to a company and you're like, hey, look at all this stuff I can do for you.
Don't smile, baby. Don't smile.
You're upset with me.
No.
Is this better?
Oh.
Kristen, do you ever do the evil eye?
Yeah.
Stink eye? Oh, man.
She doesn't really have an evil eye, though. It's all kind of
really
cute. Try, baby.
No.
Yeah, try.
You can't do it on the spot.
Yeah.
It has to be, like, guys can't do the evil eye.
I do. I just stare. I just glare at people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't see Quinn doing it or Timmy doing it.
The evil eye?
Yeah.
Mine's like... When
yeah,
I,
dude,
do it,
just like
I can't do it, like, it's only
yeah,
if I'm really angry.
Oh, when your eye goes like, just like,
I don't know, I just like furrow my brow and I'm like, in my mind it's the most intense.
My
thing
sarcastic ever. Look is just like,
yeah, the squint one eye and be
just like, what the fuck are you thinking?
Yeah, what the fuck did you just say?
What you just said made me fucking dumber. Before that, I'm gonna look at you like this.
You know Lerner?
Max?
No, Andrew.
Yeah.
He wants to do, like... So he's Mech-E, right?
Yeah.
So he's just gonna go, like, work for a skateboard company and design new wheels and stuff.
Oh. That's cool.
Yeah, right? So, like, apply what you know to what you like. I still don't know what I'm gonna do there. Because, like, I'll, like, program the next smart snowboard or something.
Put in the speedometer.
Yeah.
Like, in the gravity boards.
That wouldn't be too bad. You just look down and you see us, like, you're, how fast you're going?
Yeah.
Air
time,
like you jump
yeah,
and you're like, alright.
It'd be a lot better if there was some kind of electronic thing that could transmit into a watch.
Oh yeah, okay.
Because looking at your board could be really dangerous if you're going down you're just like... It's like you're like, oh shit!
I definitely had to do that. Like if the board gets too much snow on it,
mm-hmm,
you can't move it around very well.
Can't you just pop it off?
Yeah. I mean, it depends. Some snow sticks to it, or like gets caught up on
you.
See,
I think
feet.
I'll just jump up in there and just just grab it.
Nonchalant. Could always do like a backflip, just kick it off.
I could just pee on it.
While you're moving, that's dangerous. Pissing into the wind.
Yeah, you just gotta be like.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha.